The Cambridge Marketing Podcast with Kiran Kapoor. Brought to you by Cambridge Marketing College. See their range of courses and apprenticeships at marketingcollege.com.
So my guest today is Rowan Waller, who is the owner of Waller's Estate Agents. An estate agency is an industry that's had quite a lot of changes over the last few years. Rowan, welcome. Could we start with some of the changes that have happened recently within the estate agency world?
Yeah, morning, Kiran. Changes in the estate agency world in terms of the way that agents have started doing business, or in terms of the way we market, or...
Oh, we shall explore all of that. Let's start with marketing.
Okay. The thing about estate agency is it's evolved fairly quickly since the advent of the internet. And obviously, when you think about, I mean, even now, people, you know, they'll talk about get their details out for when they bought their house, and it's some sort of photocopy bit of paper with a physical photograph that's been cut out and stuck on it, and that was the brochure that they got. And nowadays, obviously, since the internet came along, and then since Rightmove came along very quickly, the industry sort of shifted. So when I became an estate agent, which was 2005, we were getting used to the internet. It hadn't been around so long then. We knew that we needed to be on Rightmove. I'm trying to think if Zoopla was even around then. I think it was. I think there was a contender for Rightmove that was sort of coming on the scene. But we were still, as an agency back then, we were still every week thinking about which properties we needed to put in the East Anglian Daily Times or whatever it was. And it was a big deal, and it was an instruction getter, you know, to go out and be able to tell somebody when you're valuing their house that they were going to be in the Evening Star or the East Anglian Daily Times that week. So I think that's what's really changed for me in the last, 16 years, is that... I don't know when the last time I particularly mentioned the newspaper adverts was, and it's really not something that you see people doing. And all of the focus when we're talking, you know, when we're competing with each other as estate agents, is about how we're going to present people's houses online.
Okay, so when Rightmove came in, was it seen as something that was going to change things? Can you remember that far back?
No, I'm afraid I'm a spring chicken, because I don't know when Rightmove came about. It certainly existed by the time I became an estate agent. So by the time I was one, 2005, every estate agent, there was no competitor of mine that wasn't on Rightmove. And I think it was still new enough that back then, when we were valuing houses, customers would ask us, will my property be on Rightmove? So I think it was probably new enough that customers worried that they might not be on it, or they were certainly aware of it. But I think that, you know, nowadays you wouldn't. I think this is the issue that we have. This is a topic of conversation as well. But you wouldn't put your house on the market and expect it to not be on Rightmove. You know, you would assume automatically it was going to be on Rightmove, which is why Rightmove actually has so much power in and over the industry.
How does that power manifest itself?
That power manifests itself year after year in around a 20% fee increase that we struggle to bat away, because, you know, with the best will in the world, if we aren't on Rightmove, we would start losing customers. That's the fear that we all have as agents. So when this letter comes through the post saying, you know, we had another great year, and by the way, your fee's going up by 20%, we sort of swallow it and we whinge about it and complain about it, and you'll see it in the industry press. But not a lot's been done about it. Zoopla came along, and it was a contender to Rightmove. So a lot of agents were then, you know, dueling on, as in not dueling with pistols, but they were dual marketing Rightmove and Zoopla. And then another portal came along, which you might know of, which is called On The Market, which was set up by a kind of a cooperative of independent estate agents to create a new portal that would break the duopoly of Rightmove and Zoopla. And it's a good idea in theory, but in practice, when that set up, the idea was you could either be, in fact, they might have wanted to set up saying, look, everyone come off Rightmove and Zoopla and come on the market, and we'll, you know, that's how to kill off this, you know, this sort of duopoly that's taken over the industry. And of course, when you got to the coalface, nobody wanted to do that. So then they said, okay, you could be with one or the other, but you can't be with both Rightmove and Zoopla. So you have to drop one and be with on the market. Now, bear in mind, it wasn't the whole of the market that was doing this. It was mainly, I think it was mainly independent agents, so all the corporate agents that were tied in with Rightmove or Zoopla didn't have this kind of, they didn't have that option. And when it happened, most of the agents dropped Zoopla and did Rightmove and on the market. And then I think maybe in London it was slightly different. London was a market that Rightmove didn't matter quite so much. So Zoopla was, you know, very effective in London. But outside of London, the picture was agents would drop Zoopla, but they would absolutely stick with Rightmove, and they would go on the market and Rightmove because of this fear that if they stopped using Rightmove, then they would lose business. So that's how the power manifests. But you know what? Rightmove provide a very good service, but it's been incredibly clever. I'm not going to badmouth Rightmove, because we've got a good relationship. I've got a working relationship with them anyway. But they sell lots of houses for us. That's how we market, and it's how we sell. So they are correct that without them we would struggle. We would struggle to do business. But there is a truth that actually estate agents have created Rightmove. We've marketed them for 25 years or however long it is they've been around. We've put their logo in our window. We've shouted about it to customers. So we've actually created this beast. And this beast is then working for us. But also, you know, I think people underestimate the sort of fees that we do pay these portals every month. It's, you know, it runs into thousands of pounds when you're on several of them. So it's by far my biggest overhead is the portals, by far, by a long way. It's even more than my office and my rent. In fact, I'm not even sure my staff costs more than my portal costs now that we're across so many of them.
And so how has it changed things like Rightmove and Zoopla? And incidentally, Rightmove started in 2000 originally. I've just looked it up. How has it changed the marketplace? Because I can imagine it's slightly changed how people who want to buy a house approach an estate agent.
Yeah, I think that's right. So what Rightmove has done is captured this moment, hasn't it? It's captured this transformation in the way we live, where we do things online. So I can't remember estate agency before the year 2000. I knew it existed, but I was still at school, Kieran. So if I started in 2005, Rightmove had leapt in 5 years to be an absolute dominant force. So it definitely, I think that must have captured a mood where people were looking to make their lives easier. So I think you can imagine how it would have been before the year 2000, and people still talk about it, but you would wander up and down the high street registering with the different estate agents that were there. You would go on their mailing list. And you would still, you know what, I've just remembered, I've got another flashback to working at Abbott's, was sitting there on a Tuesday and stuffing all our envelopes with brochures to then post out in time for people to receive them on Thursday and then book viewings ideally for the weekend. So, you know, none of that happens anymore. It's now a digital database that is, you know, part created by what the agents are generating themselves through their own websites or through social media or whatever it is. But also the likes of Rightmove, Zoopla, On the Market, etc., feed our databases. So when people do, you know, they find their property on Rightmove, for example, and they put through an inquiries request, we're gonna be capturing that data. And, you know, we now have to ask them if we can record that data under GDPR. But that data is then coming through Rightmove to us, and we will say, can we continue contacting you about, you know, other properties? And they'll say, yes, of course. Why would I be calling you if I wasn't looking for properties? So Rightmove is now, you know, building our databases, and then estate agents, well, you know, we'll use them in different ways. I'm sure there's some agents that are still sitting there on a Tuesday and posting stuff to them, although far fewer. But whether it's call outs or whether it's emails or email newsletters or whatever it might be, we're building this huge bank of data that we're then able to, you know, go and target customers with. Or potential customers, buyers. And I say target, I mean, they're wanting us to do it. They're looking for a house and we're saying, can I send you stuff? So it's, you know, it's fine. And that is, I think, what has allowed the concept of the online estate agents to, you know, to come to fruition. Because you'd have conversations with people that say, well, all you really need is Rightmove, isn't it? As long as my house is on Rightmove, I'll sell. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think that's true. I mean, I will put some houses on the market where I know that we're going to have 10 viewings booked by the end of that afternoon. And that's, you know, in a sense, being, you know, 10 viewings generated from a Rightmove advert, and then it will lead to a sale. I don't think it's quite true to say the only thing you need to sell a house is Rightmove, because there's a lot more that goes into it. And it, you know, that comes down to selection of the right buyer, vetting them, you know, making sure they're qualified, all of that sort of thing that you can still, that you can still get from a, from maybe a more traditional estate agent service, that the online agents, I think, need to, and they're getting so much better at it. But when they first started, it was just a, you know, it was a conduit to advertising. That's what people were getting. You know, pay me 500 quid up front, I'll stick your house on Rightmove and you will sell it. And that sounded really cheap, so people did it. But actually, there's a lot of ball ache that goes into the process of buying a house that estate agents take away from people. So you've got the mortgage in principle, you know, has the buyer got that, that we can vet that, just the money laundering checks, everything that, that actually matters from a compliance point of view that perhaps wouldn't have been dealt with in the same way by a just a straightforward conduit to advertising online agent. And then just the progression process just to see it through to an actual exchange of contracts and house move. And that's why Purple Bricks did really well. They slid in and they created this, I wouldn't quite call it a hybrid model, but it was hybrid in the sense that they were giving you local property, you know, let's call them local property experts, because that's probably what they call themselves. So you'd actually have a human that was in a territory, and although effectively it was this online model, you still had this human contact, and they still had this, there was a sense that that person could then manage your sale right through to the end goal, which is actually moving house. So that's the, I think that's probably the, you know, on the face of it, that's what people would look at and say that's the difference now between the traditional model, as it were, 20 years ago, and where we've come in the space of 20 years with just the maybe not the advent of the internet, but certainly the way that estate agencies and industry has been able to utilise the internet to market property for sale and for let.
Okay, so you set up in 2014, so I know you've been coming up to, what, 7 years, which is, and it's been quite an interesting 7 years. That's pre the referendum and lots of other changes, and then obviously pre-pandemic. What have you noticed, other than Purple Bricks and Rightmove, what other changes have you seen in the industry? Have you had to change the way you market yourself in other ways?
So I set up as a reaction against the way I was working. So, but I'll be careful with what I say, because at the time, I really disliked going to work. But that was manifesting in this idea that I hated my job, hated the company I worked for. And that's not true. Both companies I worked as an employee were kind of corporate. One was an actual corporate, one was a really big independently owned firm that once you get to a certain size, you have to behave in a way that's very systemized. So it kind of starts to feel corporate. And you have to be right for that environment. And I think I had become wrong for that environment. And I'd started to think, look, there's ways of doing this. You can do it differently. So I'm not saying that that's a wrong way of doing it. But I felt there was something. Do you know what? I try and avoid saying better, but certainly better for me, and, you know, and therefore better for some customers out there. So I wanted to create something that allowed me to just be more relaxed at work for a start, not having to, you know, bust a gut for 12 hours a day and not have to work every single weekend, and not have to have this idea that we were, you know, just feeding numbers into the system, which is where I'd got to in my head, that's where I was working, that, you know, that you just, unless you're making this number of phone calls to produce this number of appointments, you're not going to have this number of sales come out the end of it. And it was become so systemized, I'd lost it, for me it lost the personality. So Wallers was about personality. It was about being able to do it personally, offer that kind of personal hands-on service that I felt was missing. And I'm not sure it was missing. I'm sure other agents were up, you know, they provide it and people can get it. But to me, that's what it was. And actually, the technology allowed me to do it. So I had this, you know, epiphanal moment of, God, I don't want to go back to work on Monday. But I also had absolutely no planning, and I had no money to go out and, you know, set up an estate agent in the model that I'd worked in as an estate agent before. So I had to think of how to do it. And I effectively set up an online estate agency. That's what it was. And in my mind, it was a local, personal online estate agent. So it was, to be honest, it was me with a laptop and a phone and a service office address that was, you know, local in Oxford, which is where we're based. And, you know, I got a Rightmove account and I got a website and I went out and got some properties on and we, you know, and I started. And it was a really, it was a grind because it was with no resources. So everything we needed to spend, I had to go and earn from a house sale. So it was quite slow going. And then after a year with a serviced office address, I took an actual office in that building. And then a year later, I progressed again to an actual shop with staff. But it took 2 or 3 years to get to that point. And at the start of this journey, I didn't actually intend to necessarily go there. I had thought, actually, I can run this kind of lean personal operation because of modern tech. It allows us to do it. And the difference that I had in the way I was looking at it was that I was responsible for everything, and I couldn't carry, there's only so long you can carry on doing that before you break, because we needed a break. You know, we hadn't gone on holiday, we couldn't. So once we decided that we have to go to this wedding in Barcelona that are our, you know, a couple of our best mates, we can't miss that. So how do I change Wallers to cope with that? And for me, it was changing to, right, go on the high street, get stuff. But in 2014, so this is by, I don't know, this is 2017 I was doing this, the whole look of the market had started to change again. But it hadn't, perhaps, I don't know whether I would have been tempted by it if this had been around in 2014. But what we've moved to now is that there's a kind of an American realtor model that's coming in as well. This is a new type of online estate agency, which is supported. So it's supporting individuals to go out there and create their own local brand under an umbrella. But I could have tapped into one of them. So I could have tapped into this kind of I don't know if it's a franchise. I'll call it franchise for want of a better word. But you then get support and you get marketing and you go out there and you call yourself Rowan Waller Estate Agent, supported by whoever, Keller Williams or EXP, or these are the new names that you're going to start to see. Remax is now going to make a go of it in the UK for the first time, which is a massive international operation, but hasn't ever taken a foothold here. And I think that I don't know whether this will be a big sea change or not. I think there's a lot of good estate agents working in employment that fancy the idea of going on their own, and this is a nice route into it because it comes with support and therefore, you know, marketing and backing, and much easier to just go out, get started, build a bit of a reputation with the marketing behind you, so you're not having to spend so much and, you know, outlay in the first place. And that could be another contender as opposed to just the purely online only kind of model, which is, you know, centralized in a hub. You've now got this a bit more of a sort of a personal, they tend to feel like they're a little more upmarket, they're aiming to be a little more upmarket. And people are starting to buy into it, and I'm seeing a lot of them, and they're doing well. And because the marketing tech is so good, you know, there'll be way, you know, you can go and put a property on the market, get professional photos and a floor plan and virtual tour, and it's not incredibly expensive to do that. So it's an obvious choice for some agents out there to go into this, you know, model now, thinking, well, you know, rather than carry on this life I've got, working all these hours and making money for somebody else, I'd like to make a bit of that for myself. But we talk about this and the media picks up on it, and you'll think that Purple Bricks and the like of Purple Bricks or EXP or Keller Williams are taking over the world, but their market share is still incredibly small compared to what normal traditional estate agents are getting. So you look at, say, Purple Bricks, I think in London, has just increased its market share this year, but I think it's still around, it might even be under 3%. So of the total market in London, Purple Bricks is, you know, it's obviously a really well-known brand, a very well-funded brand, but it's still only got kind of 2-3% of that market. And I don't really know whether there's a mood amongst the general public for that to change. I think, you know, people still fancy, to me, they still fancy the sort of the high street model. And that's why I can't not be a high street agent in my mind, however much agents are talking about going into this sort of hub environment, or going online. But there is a lot of talk in agency about going to hubs. So, you know, if they've got six branches in an area, why have six branches where you could have one centralized hub, get 40 agents in there, you know, with a really good IT network and set up and control a bigger territory, but just from one place. So that the hub system. But to me, what that's losing the whole essence for me of what a state agency should be about, which is serving a local community. And, you know, people do pop into our shop. They pop in for a coffee where we are in Rose Hill. Not so much now that we're in a global pandemic, but I'd like to think we're a force for good in the community, and people like to see us. And I think that would be something the high street would miss if agents started disappearing from it. If there are agents that are doing it in the right way and actually, you know, getting involved with their communities.
I think that's a really interesting point to make. And house buying and selling is so stressful. I think going to somewhere that you recognise is often can be overlooked in the excitement of things like, oh, Purple Bricks, Rightmove and what have you. But you're right. Going somewhere that you know that's familiar, that you can have a cup of coffee in a very stressful environment can be an amazing thing to do. Rowan Waller, thank you of Waller's Estate Agents. Thank you very much indeed for your time. That was a really interesting highlight on the changes in estate agency.
You are welcome, Karen. Thank you very much.
The Cambridge Marketing Podcast from Cambridge Marketing College, training marketing and PR professionals across the globe.